Why did you want to get to the pyramids? He asked, to get away from the business of the display.
Because I've always heard about them, the boy answered, saying nothing about his dream.
The treasure was now nothing but a painful memory, and he tried to avoid thinking about it. I don't know anyone here who would want to cross the desert just to see the pyramids, said the merchant. They're just a pile of stones. You could build one in your own backyard.
You've never had dreams of travel, said the boy, turning to wait on a customer who had entered the shop.
2 days later, the merchant spoke to the boy about the display. I don't much like change, he said. You and I aren't like Hassan, that rich merchant. If he makes a buying mistake, it doesn't affect him much. But we two have to live with our mistakes.
That's true enough, the boy thought ruefully.
Why did you think we should have a display?
I want to get back to my sheep faster. We have to take advantage when luck is on our side and do as much to help it as it's doing to help us. It's called the principle of favorability or beginner's luck.
The merchant was silent for a few moments. Then he said, the prophet gave us the Quran and left us just 5 obligations to satisfy during our lives. The most important is to believe only in the one true God. The others are to pray 5 times a day, fast during Ramadan, and be charitable to the poor.
He stopped there. His eyes filled with tears as he spoke of the prophet. He was a devout man, and even with all his impatience, he wanted to live his life in accordance with Muslim law.